Hey guys, it's Bridget.
It's Mary.
And Will.
And this is our podcast, No Stupid.
Kimmy!
Hey!
What's good?
What's up?
Oh, the usual. You know, just waiting on Mary and Will to get on in here. Oh, there's Mary.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Do you notice we have a special guest tonight, Mary?
Yeah, it's Will.
Hey.
What's up? Welcome, Will.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How do I sound? Am I fappy?
Yeah. No, you're fine. You sound fine. No,
are you
always
fappy?
His microphone makes fapping noises occasionally.
That's the excuse.
I just get so excited when I hear your guys' voice.
He gets so aroused by DCOMs and Reddit questions.
I mean, you can't blame him.
No.
We talked about the Lawrence Bros, so, I mean, you could imagine there was a lot of fapping then.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So, fun fact, I just figured out why it's been doing that.
Why?
Because you're actually fapping? You're admitting it?
That's it. That's the one.
You got me.
Mm-hmm.
No. Found out that my router is hidden, like, on one of the shelves, and when it gets really close to it, it starts fapping. So, it's kind of like... interference sound, so gave it a test. I moved my router behind me now, and now it doesn't fap. So now I'm sitting comfortably at my desk.
That's amazing news. Yeah. I'm so happy for it.
You can tell my voice. Very, very happy.
This is Will's happy voice right now. He could not be more amused.
I'm so happy.
So, what's going on in everyone's lives? Kimmy, you are now teaching from home, correct?
Yeah, well, Monday and Tuesday were our prep days for us to like get ready to teach online. So really it was just us freaking out for 2 days.
So tomorrow's the big day.
Tomorrow's the day.
Wednesday.
It's
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, everyone, this is our friend Kimmy. We've talked about her in a few earlier episodes. And Will said she didn't exist, but she does exist. She's right here with us.
Who are you talking to?
She
William.
Can you not hear Kimmy? Can you not hear her?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, one time on one of our episodes, Will was talking to me and he couldn't hear Mary, and Mary was talking, but he couldn't hear her.
It just sounded like he was ignoring me the whole time. And I was like, wow, what did I do to you to make you so mad?
So we want, and it's usually Will who has the issue. So we want, well, that is great. Kimmy, welcome. I'm sorry you have to figure out your entire syllabus online.
I am also one cough away for going online.
That's fine. We're all making do. I guess things are pretty much business as usual with me and Mary.
Sounds like
we haven't left our house since March.
Mm-hmm.
So
very true.
So what's that like?
Mm-hmm.
Is that fun?
It's good in some ways and bad in others, because now it'll probably be about a year that I'll have been working from home when we go back. And it's going to, I mean, I don't know. I still go into the office sometimes and it's fun when everybody's there, but we're all only there if we have a meeting. And so then it's just kind of lonely when you go up to the office, and then I get bossed around by my dogs here. So I just don't really have a safe space right now, but no, it's nice. You know, roll over out of bed at like 9:30.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. Like you live at work. It's like you never leave your job because it's always there.
It's so true.
Bridget.
I've never been more productive.
Oh, that's good. I was going to ask though, have you gone through like Starbucks withdrawals or anything?
No, actually, I kind of have kicked coffee altogether because I just don't make it as good at home. And then when I go to Starbucks, it's like too sugary. I mean, I still have coffee every now and then, but today I just made do with a Rockstar, and you know what? It did the job way better than coffee ever has. So I don't know. I don't want to get back on those energy drinks though.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. My life is just kind of, I'm going through a lot right now, personally. To hell with this pandemic. I'm just trying to figure out my take on caffeine.
Word.
So
one day at a time, really.
One day at a time.
I'm honestly, if we do go online, I'm kind of excited to have Mr. B just roll out of bed with his hair like half messed up on a Zoom meeting.
What's up, fuckers?
Hey, kids. How you doing? Okay. Bye.
All right. You guys work on this assignment. I'm going to take a nap. I'll be back on in a few minutes.
No joke. In the spring when we went remote, we didn't do synchronous lessons, so we didn't actually have to be online with the kids. but every Monday I had to film myself and put up the lesson. And so Monday was the only day where I like washed my hair and did like made myself look decent so I could film my video, and the rest of the week, yoga pants and a messy bun. It was the
worst. I'm starting to turn into those old ranchers who only come into town like once every 2 weeks. I mean, obviously I come into town more than that, but it feels like, because I'm like, if I have to go to town for something, but like it's something very minor, I'm like, you know what? I don't even need shampoo today. I don't even need any of this. I plan my trips. I'm like, okay, I got to get this, this, and this done because I'm only going to town once a week.
That was honestly my favorite part during the quarantine, was not showering for 3 days. I was like, you know what? But yeah. It kind of got bad because I'm still doing that now. I'm just like, so I'm just like, do I stink? Did I sweat today? I'll just wash my face and wash my hair. But otherwise.
I only shower every couple days. But I mean, like, I bathe still. You know, like, I wipe off the important parts.
You know, just, you know, your underarms and that's it.
Yeah, nah. But, you know.
Let it sit. Let it just, you know, let it.
Let it marinate for a few days.
There we go, yeah.
Each their own, I suppose, yeah.
You know, cavemen didn't shower for, like,
years.
Ever. Yeah, yeah, and they had full lives. They survived well until their 20s. They had
so fulfilled. And I don't know why this happened, but no, what was I saying? Oh, so we got into this conversation the other day. Like, we were talking about fingernails and toenails. Don't ask why. And like, he goes, how did cavemen cut their toenails? And I was like, well, I
don't think they did.
I didn't know how to answer. I've never put thought into cavemen toenails before.
I don't use though, like, when I trim...
Mary never trims her nails.
Yeah, I never trim my nails. I do, but, like, I don't use, like, a nail trimmer.
I use my teeth.
You just bite them off?
No, I just kind of, like, rip them off. It doesn't hurt or anything, like...
You know? Flies.
I mean, I don't know what word to use.
Peel? Like,
would you rather you want me to peel my nail off? No, or rip my nail off? Which one?
This sounds like a serial killer. Which one? Mary,
do you need some nail clippers? I can
we can donate some.
I like my way. Like
$2 and
if only there was a Walgreens in Laramie.
There's a pharmacy. If everybody listening here would sponsor 10 cents, we could get Mary a pair of nail clippers.
It's a good cause, people. It's a good cause.
Look into your hearts.
You know what?
Exactly.
Okay, so this is kind of a segue, but when we were all still in the office and one of my coworkers really hated it when it was hot, and the AC was broken for a day, and he was like, for just 10 cents a day, you can save a graphic designer from heat stroke. And he sang the song. Anyway, but back to the cavemen. This is still a very important topic that I want to get through. I bet when they climbed, like, rocks and stuff, I bet it, like, filed.
When you take a dog for a walk, it's like, it just files it down.
Yeah.
That was my thought. We were having this conversation while we were walking my dog, and I was like, well, that's how Molly's nails get taken care of.
And yeah, see?
So, I mean, yeah, cavemen, or they probably found, if they got sick of it, if their toenails were, like, click-clacking on the, I don't know, their dirt, they probably find like a stone or something and realize they could like, you know, rub it down till I don't know. I was thinking,
or they bit their nails. Yeah, or something.
I'm sure they bit their nails. But how do you bite your toenails? That's like a little.
I've seen it done.
It's impressive.
It's gross.
Gross, I mean, but it's not. But
I mean, flexibility. After you take a shower and it's just there. I mean, not saying.
I used to. Okay, listen. I used to when I was a kid. Okay, I didn't know any better. Okay, that's how confession I know it can be done.
Okay. I mean, after a hot shower, your toenails kind of soften, and you know.
God. Ew. But that's only every couple days, right? Like, we don't shower every day, so.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. We're saving water.
That's fair.
Will, do you have any Reddit questions for us tonight?
Have a great night.
Okay. Okay, bye. Well,
that's
the podcast.
Yeah, I do.
We can just talk about Pokemon financing.
Oh, yeah. How's your...
Oh, yeah, Mary, how's your little Pokemon business going?
Oh, just great. You know, I'm organizing my cards right now. You know, getting ready to send more for grading. It's just so fun. It's like being, yeah, it's like being 11 years old with a credit card and just spending all the money I shouldn't. But it's fine. This is going to be okay. A great return on my investment. You're investing. Yes, I'm investing. Mm-hmm.
You have to spend money mm-hmm. to make money.
Risk it to get the biscuit.
Exactly.
You got to risk it on the Pokemon cards to get that biscuit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The Pokemon card market is hot. It's so hot right now. It's
booming. Okay.
It is booming. I sold my brother's, it was my first Pokemon card sale, but about 2 weeks ago, I sold his Charizard card for $1,500.
What?
Wow.
And so
holy
I'm getting,
shit.
My cards are supposed to arrive tomorrow from getting graded, and I think I can probably sell the three of them for between $3,000 and $4,000, I'm hoping.
Man, maybe I should be getting on this.
It's all your old Pokemon cards from like 1999.
I don't have
Well, Bridget,
cards.
You were a loser, I guess, in 1999. You didn't have Pokemon cards, and now you're suffering for it.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, I should have been more of a loser.
You could get into it now, Bridget. Though, for a low, low investment, you just give me your money, and I'll invest it for you.
Okay.
I'm a poker broker.
A poker
yes.
broker. A poker
yes,
broker.
I will take your money and invest it in up and coming cards that may or may not be worth anything tomorrow. So,
all right. Well, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Perfect.
A murderer comes.
Yes.
Is that it?
I'm finished. Go ahead.
No. A murderer comes. The last thing you touched besides your phone is your weapon. What happened?
Oh.
Oh no, I'm touching Pokemon cards right now.
There you go, slice
No, I'm gonna be like
and
okay,
neck off.
I have an investing opportunity for you in exchange for my life.
You're like, so you're gonna give me $1,500 and then that is going to work up and then you're going to eventually have people working under you for $1,500. You're gonna talk them to like a Pokemon pyramid
mm-hmm,
scheme.
Yeah. I'll be like, this is all mm-hmm. you need. And then they're going to be like, oh, very interesting. And then that's how I survive.
And they're like, I'm so glad I didn't
Yep,
kill
it's
you.
Like, then we wouldn't have all this money and all these Pokemon cards. And that's how this mm-hmm. this friendship formed. And that's how I saved someone from becoming a killer also. So there you go.
It's a solid plan.
Very good.
Just be sure mm-hmm. not to acknowledge that it is a pyramid scheme. Because
mm-hmm.
you can't ever actually say that.
Call it like a hexagonal scheme.
Yeah. Who so says it has to be a pyramid,
of...
okay? It can be whatever shape we
you don't
want.
Have to go, you don't have to go straight up. You can go to the side a little bit.
So how about you, Bridget? What's the last thing you touched?
I have a pen in my hand right now, actually a Cheyenne Regional Medical Center pen, and I could just jab somebody in the eye with this.
And then what would happen?
He probably wouldn't die. He'd probably be like, ah! You know, because I'd jab him in the eye. He wouldn't die.
Reminds me of Red Eye, that movie where...
Mm-hmm.
Rachel McAdams stabs Cillian Murphy with a pen in the throat. And then, okay. Kimmy, what's the last thing you touched?
On my desk, because I am now currently working at home. Whose dog is barking, damn it?
That's fucking Angel, god damn it.
It's
Angel.
McKenna.
McKenna.
It's McKenna. McKenna is
Don't
barking.
Get the hose.
You know. Layla, get back in your sail.
So on my desk, I'm like turning these little books that my ELA students read.
Angel.
Bridget's got to go put her dogs to sleep, everybody, again.
Yeah.
She's running out of dogs. She can't use this excuse every podcast.
I know. It's what happens when you run a dog fight.
It's like saying when your grandma died, it's like, is this your like fifth grandma that died?
So you have your grandma, and then you have your great-grandma, and then you have your great-grandma.
No, so usually the dogs have a bedtime, and so I always say, okay, well, I'm going to go put the dogs to sleep, and it always comes out sounding really bad. Sorry, continue.
Oh, so I have a copy of War of the Worlds sitting on my desk, Ooh. But it's like the super simplified version for my kiddos that are learning English, and so that's what I have to fight with.
Nice.
That's my weapon.
That's good. Could beat the shit out of somebody.
It's real light. Like, it's gonna, maybe I could paper cut them to death or something. it's not hefty.
That would
but
hurt.
It, I mean, there are worse things to be stuck with, like a pen. I mean, a book.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. The pen worked pretty well for me. Okay. Right. Well, if I was a murderer and somebody paper cut me, I'd probably be out of there faster than if they shot me.
The worst.
Paper cuts hurt.
See, my thing is, I just touched my Pop Funko. It's a cute little jackalope that we got. California.
Remember that.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, he has those jackalope horns on top, so I feel like I could do some damage with it. Yeah, Mary has one too.
I was like, oh, this reminds me of Wyoming. Yeah. I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
And then I got also a Wonder Woman Funko with a shopping bag. It has the Funko headquarters logo on it. It's like, oh, she's just been shopping here right now. I'll take it.
What is worse, a fart that smells like a hard-boiled egg or a hard-boiled egg that smells like a fart?
If they're one and the same, I mean...
Yeah, but like, say you're about to go eat an egg, and then it smells like a fart. Like, do you want to eat it, Bill?
Is that always what eggs smell like to me? Because if it was, I wouldn't know. It'd be like I just get used to that smell, so I wouldn't know any different.
That's a tricky one.
It'd just be like an egg to me. I'd be like, okay, that's fine.
But then, do you want to smell it later when you fart? Do you want to smell what you ate later?
I mean, I guess not. If it happens, it happens. I'm not saying.
I mean, I honestly think hard-boiled eggs do smell like a fart in general.
They do.
Yeah, it's like pretty similar. Mm-hmm. Like when you're rolling up to Thermopolis, it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
It smells like fart city. Smells like eggs.
Greeley? Not Greeley. Grand Junction smells like cabbages, boiled cabbages.
Grand Junction smells like boiled cabbages.
It does. Don't they have not Beats by Dre, but like
farms?
B-E-E-T.
Like Beat fruit farms?
Yeah. I think it's like a... So yeah, so I don't think I'm came to the sure conclusion. There is a conclusion. Yeah, eggs smell.
And I feel like if that's
they're both the pretty bad.
I'm asking myself in life, I need to like just move on. It's not...
Although I will say when... Because I guess when you boil eggs, you kind of know that that's kind of how they smell occasionally. But you don't always expect a fart to smell like a hard-boiled egg. And that's a real surprise when it does. Especially if you haven't eaten
eggs. That's true. There's a variance with the fart.
So I'm going to go with, on that technicality, that would be worse. Just the surprise factor would make it a little bit worse.
Because then you'd be like, what did I eat to do this? What's my body doing? I'm concerned.
Yep. Yeah. So there we go.
All of a sudden, I want some eggs. That's weird. All right. So what fictional character you hated, but you grew to like them later on? So mine would be Squidward. I used to hate him growing up, but now I relate to him so much more as I get older.
Because you relate to him. It's like, I was Squidward the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, Squidward's such a party pooper. He's so lame and he's not fun. And then as I got older, I'm like, wow, I feel you, Squidward.
I understand now. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Also, kind of on that topic, the Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't been in the spirit of Christmas since, I don't know, 2014.
Same.
So, thanks relatable.
Target. Thanks, Target.
So there's one. Oh, also Thanos, okay? I mean, was he lying at the end when he was like, you know, not saying we should kill people, but hypothetically, if they were all to halfway disappear... Not saying that, but what I'm saying is his mind was in the right place. Hindsight. There we go.
That's a for real take on Thanos, though. Like, a lot of people are in that boat where it's really his, like, hero's journey. That idea that he's really just trying to fulfill what he understands to be right. Because truthfully, if you think about it, like, his backstory is crazy sad. And, like, his entire species got wiped out because they didn't, like, manage things well. So he's just really trying to be a manager. Like, he's doing, he's a little Karen. He's kind of Karen about it. But he's just trying to manage.
He's like, let me talk to Karen.
So
yeah.
I could see that perspective for sure.
Yeah, he has a plan in place, you know? It may not be your most, you know, the most heartfelt one, but he's thinking long term.
I mean, he's also
I mean, he's a murderer for sure, but at the same time, I mean, I kind of get it. So
I'm trying to think of damn it, McKenna. No, it's Connor. McKenna's barking outside my door again.
She's scratching at your door. Let me in. Ruff.
And Bridget, let me in. This is the plan. Like, Bridget, she killed all of her dogs, and now she has to make it sound like they're still alive. So it's like McKenna's got to pretend to be the dog for the podcast.
I would 100% kill a human before I kill a dog.
Bridget, it's really cold outside. Oh, no. Bridget, the bucket's getting full.
None of that happens, by the way. Please don't call DFS.
I'm trying to think of, like, any villain that I ended up, or I guess character that I kind of didn't like at first, but then ended up liking. I don't know. You kind of already said Squidward. I guess, like, characters like Squidward, I'm trying to think of. You know, you think of them as old and boring and no fun, but then you get old and it's like, yeah, I agree. You were right the whole time.
You don't need to be so loud. Just quiet down a little bit. I think I've seen this one before, but the mom and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh,
where she comes in and just wrecks the party. But I'm also like, they had a donkey in the or a goat or something in the living room, right? And they're smashing cake everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If anybody messes with my carpet at this point in time, it's over. Like,
I mean, she works all day.
Yeah.
And then she comes home.
Okay, let's see here. We haven't done these for a while, so it's kind of exciting to get back into this. What personality trait do you hate about yourself?
We're just cutthroat straight in, huh?
Like, what do you hate about yourself? Hmm? Tell me.
Tell me about yourself.
How much negativity can we spew at ourselves right now?
My biggest thing is I'm too critical on myself. Or I expect too much of what I expect of myself, where sometimes I was like, oh, well, I didn't, you know, I don't know, work as hard as I should, or I didn't achieve the goal I should by this time, or something like that. Just, I expect too much out of myself, and then I get really mad at myself. Personality trait, I guess, in the sense that I just expect way too much for myself, but I know that...
Mary's selling Pokemon cards, and... And I'm
I'm straight up
addicted to this stupid Pokemon Go game on my phone. It's bad. But Doug just walked in with a note on a like ripped up piece of paper. It says there's a perfect Bulbasaur outside. So I'm gonna need to catch something real quick. You guys can carry on the conversation. I'll be right.
Like
okay, like, we'll talk about how we hate
perfect
ourselves.
Or is it a shiny? Perfect.
He says perfect.
Okay.
What's now they have perfect. What's... Is it like the perfect stats? Yes.
Like max. So it's got like a 4-star.
Mm. Okay.
3-star. And shinies are fun too. I'm on the shiny hunt right now.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my life right now.
it's okay. It's okay.
There's worse things you could do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could be doing cocaine. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, but I did the cocaine before I went and looked for the Pokemon.
Gives me, yeah.
Right,
gives me the energy to go
pump me
late
up.
For coffee, so.
It's never too late for coffee.
Got it.
Kimmy got it.
Right.
Baby's first Pokemon Go.
I don't claim to be like up and hip with the trends and such. I know I'm like 8 years behind on this one. She's
hip. She's down.
She knows the 411.
How do you do, fellow kids?
I'm surprised my students don't revolt like every day with how lame I am. But a couple weeks ago, I learned about something called Among Us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm like way behind with this one, too. But it's a game. Have you guys played it? I didn't know anything about it, and apparently I'm way behind on that trend. I didn't jump on the train when I was supposed to, so.
Last night, Kenna was like, they just kicked me out because they said I was the imposter. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, well, I was the imposter. I'm like, they did what they were supposed
to. Experience. I laughed the hardest I've ever laughed because one of my kids, super, super weird white kiddo, right? Like the wiry one that you just think of. He's the one doing all the goofy stuff in class and can't really filter what he says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He rips the loudest fart that I've ever heard. It was silent because everybody was working, and then just the loudest fart. And right after, he just owned it. His head pops up and he goes, guys, I am so sorry. I don't know where that came from. And my co-teacher is up at her desk turning bright red, trying not to laugh out loud. There's tears forming in her eyes. And I look at her and I start dying. And this kid is just owning it 100%. And all the rest of the kids are like, they don't know how to react. They're like, is this like,
because
usually
awesome.
They'll try to like play it off or start coughing, you know. No, he owned mm-hmm. it. And I was so proud of him. I was so impressed.
I remember one time there was a football player in my, I don't know, my math class. And the teacher just took off. I don't know where she went. And he was just like, I can fart on command. And somebody was like, do it. And he just lifted his ass and farted. In hindsight, I think he just had to fart and wanted to make a joke about it. I don't think he could fart on command. I think he lied. But anyways, it was like so perfect because he just barely lifted his ass. And there's like, so.
One of my kiddos. He came in with like from he came in because he used the bathroom, but he came in back to the classroom and there's like tears in his eyes. He's like, yo, Mr. B. I'm like, what? It's like, I was taking a dump and the kid next to me was also taking a dump. And he's like, he smelled so bad. I started crying. It reminded my mom cooking when she was cooking onions the other day. And he like, he's like tearing up. He's like, yo, look. And so he grabs like a paper towel to like show that like he actually has like tears in his eyes. They're like, look, it's all wet.
Oh my God. And he's just... I don't think I ever would have told my teachers that I was taking a dump.
It happens more than you would like to share about it. My seventh graders, they don't hold back.
Cracked me up. I was just crying. It's like,
what was the question?
What
do you hate about yourself?
What do you hate about yourself?
That's right. My farts do smell really bad, so that's something I hate about myself.
That's not a personality.
That's just
or a body. Is it because I'm a shitty person?
I want to.
Let's see, personality.
I
want to
edit this.
You're gonna put a fart. You want to?
Yes. Let me edit this podcast.
You can edit. Okay. This.
I like when Will edits the podcast because he puts in music.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I not do a good job?
No, you don't. That's why I just said I like Will does it. So I mean,
well, fine. Will could edit them all the time. Takes a load off me.
That's Bridget's personality. She's a bad editor.
There it is. Their shots fired. Oh.
You know what? I'm gonna just finish recording, and then it's just gonna be the me and Kimmy podcast.
Wait, who?
You guys.
Apparently, Kimmy doesn't exist.
You heard me.
Uh huh.
You and Kimmy. I said me and Kimmy.
I know.
That's what I said.
Will would cut me out of me. Don't let him edit this though, because then he's just gonna edit me out completely.
Yeah.
Every thing I say is gonna get edited out. It's just gonna be music over top full time.
Well, Kimmy, I'm sorry, Apparently. But Will does a better job of editing, so we're gonna allow him to do it. Okay. For the record, I am usually editing this at like 2:30 in the morning the day after the episode was supposed to air. So sorry if I don't leave a lot of music time. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
just like college. Nothing's changed.
Bridget, I think.
Well, anyway, aside from me being a shitty editor, always being late, and my fart smell.
That's not a personality trait.
I think that's all pretty bad. I wouldn't live with me.
I have.
Yeah. Tell everybody what that was like.
I didn't even know you farted.
I don't. Trick question. I don't fart. God. Mary was saying something else was wrong with me. We're getting a lot of things. No, we're getting a lot of
aired out right now, guys. Dirty
laundry. Yeah, same space. This is the same space.
Fresh dress your house.
It's nice and dark out here. No one can see.
Yeah, me. What were you saying? Mm-hmm.
Tell me. I probably
won't do anything out of the way. It's fine. It's fine.
It's yeah, fine. It's fine. So what were you going to say? Anywho.
I think Mary hasn't.
No, only you and Will did.
Only me. Oh, okay.
I can go next. Maybe, it's fine.
I'm self-centered, maybe. Maybe that's also personality trait. I don't know.
What?
Maybe a little bit of a narcissist. Go on, Mary.
Oh, I was going to say, I would say I'm a bad procrastinator, which kind of leads to other things. Like, you know, I'm late for stuff. I'm a little bit impulsive just because I just like to wait until the last minute. And then it's like, whoa, look at all this stress I put upon myself. Isn't it great? So I think that's probably, you know, the root of a lot of my traits I don't like about myself. It's just I'm a bad procrastinator, and I'm a little bit impulsive in the things I choose to do. Like, I could work or I could organize my Pokemon cards. You know,
or I could not,
you know, there's yeah. that. It's like, oh, you know what? I can't wait. I have to organize my Pokemon cards right now. Mm-hmm. So I would say that that's what I would say about myself.
I also hate that about you.
Good. Perfect. No, I'm glad we can agree.
I'm just kidding. Oh God. Is Will listening to fart sounds? Hmm?
He's got the soundboard up.
What was that? Mm-hmm. Oh, so is this why Will's better? Because he like starts editing like 5 minutes after we finish recording. Congratulations, Will. You have your shit together. Thank you for that.
Will is not the procrastinator.
What the fuck was that? That was awkward.
That was more than a fart.
What soundboard are you on?
Fartboards.com soundboard. Have you seen that video of that girl that has like the fart soundboard, and she goes into like bathrooms and she'll just sit in the stall and then play it when people are in there, and people are like, are you okay? Like, it's so funny.
Okay, so when I was working for the fair, we had a conference in Vegas every year, and my boss and our groundskeeper had this little bit that they would do where we would stand outside the bathroom and you could hear him from across the casino, and you'd hear him go like just intentionally doing it really loudly. And then our grounds manager would stand outside at the urinals and be like, craps. Like, they did this when he would like shout craps when like my boss would be like, and one time we were watching it and we saw two guys come out of the bathroom and just kind of stand outside and like look in and like start laughing about how loud he was being. And you don't have to have a soundboard. I mean, you can do it the old-fashioned way too.
That's true. When back in the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know.
Anywho, Kibby, what do you hate about yourself?
So, like, probably the opposite of what Mary said with the impulsive stuff. I overthink everything, like every piece of something, and like my brain will like to spiral into those like what if things, and it happens in a matter of seconds, so my brain just goes off the rails, and then that's why I just don't do something, because I'm like, nope,
for sure
it's possible that the world could explode if I go ahead and do this, so no, I'm just overthinking.
Thinking about this,
it's self-awareness.
It is self-awareness. And if you ever have a job interview that's like, what is your weakness, you can use this exercise we just did as an opportunity to put a spin on.
I will never be on time ever. So I hope you still want to hire me.
I actually,
my hours are between 9:30 and 4 a.m. and 4:30. So I hope that works.
It's funny because too, like when for the job I have right now, one of my interview questions was, what is, you know, a weakness that you have? And it was something like, what's the weakness you have and how could it affect your work or something like that? And I said, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm a procrastinator, but I'm going to put this positive light. It's like, I think, you know, waiting to last minute kind of puts that urgency behind me. So I really, you know, get things done when they have to be done. Like, you know, I can push through. I like really spun it because I feel like, you know,
that's good.
Like acknowledging you something like this, it's like way better than like, I have no weaknesses. What are you talking about? I'm amazing.
Mary just walks in like, is this my office now?
This is my office? Okay, great. I'm just going to start working right now. What's my job?
Mm-hmm. What was it? It's when did you realize turning into your parents?
She's been needing to get this off her chest.
I'm so glad you brought this up because it happened. I did. Every time I do the dishes, like... I'll do the dishes, I'll turn them on and I'll run them and I'll turn around like 5 seconds later and all of a sudden it's full again. And my mom would always be like, I literally just did these dishes. Why is the sink so full? And I do that all the time. Or like with the trash, like I'll take the trash out and then like two things later, it feels like it's half full again. And I always am like, I just took this out.
Definitely.
You know, just little things like that.
Yeah. My realization was my mom likes to park far away from other people in parking lots when we go to stores. Growing up, I was like, I never understood why. Because like she mainly because she didn't like shopping carts being around her. She didn't want people hitting her car and stuff like that. And
she had a really bad shopping cart accident.
She did. Well, not when she was little, but a stray shopping cart hit the side of her car and put a huge dent. So now she parks far away.
Oh.
And then, but anyway, so a few days ago, I went to Target and I parked really far away because I wanted to avoid all the people in the parking lot.
Yep. Yeah. The moment I realized I was my parents, I went to the grocery store. I walked out with all my stuff and then I saw like a Taco Bell right there. And I was like, man, I'm hungry for lunch. I should get some Taco Bell. And then I told myself in these words, I just bought a bunch of food and I have food at home. So I don't need Taco Bell. And I've never like loathed myself more. Because I was like, that's the shit my mom used to tell me all the time. We have food at home. You can make a sandwich at home. And I was like, I do have food at home. That's true. And I don't have to pay for it. It's already there. And so that's where I became my parents. It's kind of sad, but then you're also like, man, that makes sense. Why are you spending money on something you already have?
See, when that happens to me, I'm like, treat yourself, do it. You're already out. When's the next time you're going to be out?
I do the same
you're
thing.
You're always at home. Like, I'm an adult. I make my own money. I pay my bills. If I want to treat myself to some Taco Bell, I'm going to fucking do it. Okay. I do what I want. I ain't got no kids at home. I just have a cat.
Mary doesn't have a conscience that sounds like
fucking do it. I'm an adult and I do what I want, okay? You can't stop me anymore.
Mary just starts yelling.
If I want to buy economy size Reese's Pops, I'm gonna do it. And honestly, I'm saving money by buying in bulk anyway, so get off my back.
I am making a smart, economical.
She's like grabbing the cereal and she just yells, get off my back. And the lady behind her is just like.
Do you remember when we were at the liquor store? Or where were we, Will? And this lady, I forgot what I was looking at, but this lady walked by me and she said, you don't need that while I was looking at something. And I was like, what the fuck? And I turned around. I thought she was talking to me, and she had these like kids with her, and I was like, "Oh." I was like,
"Mary's also
you don't need that
famous." Mary's also famous for like turning to the person behind her and thinking that it's one of us, and then saying something really ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So one year in Vegas, we went to the Titanic Expo. Yeah. Did it all come out there?
Yeah,
sound good. Okay, and there was like somebody on the Titanic, and his name was like Edmund Starr. And then Mary comes up to some guy who she thought was Will, and she's like, Sir Edmund Starr. And then the guy just, like, didn't look at her. Didn't he walk away from you?
Yeah, he, like, looked at me and then, like, kind of, like, walked away. Because I thought it was Will. Because I was just like, oh. Because, like, when you go to the Titanic exhibit, you get a card of a passenger on the Titanic. And at the end, you get to see if this person survived or not. And so this whole time, we were just, like, pretending we were these people. And I was, like, using this accent. And then it was like, Sir Edmund Starr. And, like, exactly like that. And this person, who was not Will, was like, all right, I'm going to go over here and be away from you. I was like, great.
This is also where we saw, like, a giant, like, block of ice. And Bridget's just like, oh, wow. Is this the ice that sunk the Titanic?
No. Because she's like, because they also, they had, like, handprints on it. Because it's like, you know, like, touch it, see how cold it is. She's like, is this the ice? Is this where they touched it? And I was like, no. Why would you think this ice survived all this time with their handprints? And then they brought it to Las Vegas.
Are this is this their mummified hands?
Authentic ice.
Is this them? Is this
just like, wow?
Whose handprints do you think they are?
Like, you're like, I can feel them.
She's like, they brought the ice from the Titanic.
The very iceberg.
It's literally what I thought.
It's like, ooh. Bless your heart.
I know.
I thought this was, I felt like this was like a Parks and Rec moment when they booked for the Four Seasons Hotel, but they accidentally booked the Four Seasons Landscaping Company. And when I read that, Four Seasons Total Landscaping, when I read that, I totally thought it would be like a Parks and Rec episode that would happen.
That is totally a Parks and Rec moment. Or what is it, like, then now there's, like, the saying, like, in between, like, a dildo shop and a sex shop and then something else. So now everybody's, like, instead of, like, in between a rock and a hard place, it's, like, in between a dildo shop and a...
On cold asphalt between dildos and death.
Funeral home.
There we go.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was between it. So... Also, have you seen the things? It's like, can you imagine being that employee that's like, yes, we can definitely set all of this right
outside. Got it.
Yeah. It's like, I guess if you really want to come here, you know.
I bet he got fired. That was like when I would like serve tables and I would take a reservation and I wouldn't check anything. I would just write it down on a sticky note.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've got room for 25.
Everybody, Bridget's the worst.
Sure.
Yeah. In 10 minutes? God. Sure, come on in.
We'll... Damn it, Bridget.
Oh.
And then everybody at the restaurant's like, damn it, Bridget!
Not again. I really realized that I turned into Ron Swanson probably more than anybody. Like, I used to be, like, Jean Ralphio, and now I am Ron Swanson. I don't know.
Did you also commit insurance fraud by having somebody, you know, run over your body? And
I don't think I haven't thought about it. I mean...
Yeah, you just have to make it look like an accident.
Yeah. I got run over by Alexis. What was the question? Are we done with the question? Okay, one more question that's kind of random. Mm-hmm. And maybe I might have to explain this. I'm sure your moms have, like, special way to load the dishwasher, right? I mean, everybody does. We're adults, right? Did they ever randomly switch it up on you on how they liked to have it loaded and then get pissed off at you when you didn't automatically know that that was what she wanted? Just me. All right. Well, that's why I've been in therapy. Because of the dishwasher. Anyway.
I'll just tell you, at my dad's house, the dishwasher, it's just like you just rinse off your plate and then you put it in the dishwasher, like plates and big shit goes on the bottom.
Big shit.
And then bowls and small shit goes on top. And then there's like the thing for all the utensils and shit. And that's how you load it.
So we have like these big glasses. And my mom was like, you have to put one on one side and the other one on the other side so that it balances it out. This was on the top one. And I was like, okay. So I started doing that. Mm-hmm. And then like 3 weeks later, she was like, you have to put the big glasses on the bottom rack. And I was like, that's not how it was 3 weeks ago.
So when I used to live with Bridget used to freak out on my dish loading thing because I never learned how to properly load a dishwasher. And when I lived with Bridget, I would hear from the kitchen from my room, God damn it, Will.
This is
not how you load a dishwasher.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
So, you know how there's, like, those little, like, slots?
Uh-huh.
So I just put whatever fits there, and that would make sense.
No, well, oh my God.
Like a knife.
And then, like, well, I know common sense that you put the plates on the rack, but then you could put the utensils in that little cup thingies on the side. Mm-hmm. And then I knew that, no, I didn't know, but I would put cups wherever I thought was convenient. It would fit.
God damn
it. Was basically playing Tetris, like, on a little dishwasher to make sure everything fit.
You put the little stuff, yeah, Bridget.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got mad at that?
Yeah, I remember you yelled at me going, God damn it, well, from the kitchen.
Did you put cups on the bottom rack?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if they all fit in one area, I mean, they all get washed.
No, oh my God, there has to be space in between things. My eye is twitching. No, because then the water
so another can't personality fit that everybody between. Hates about.
I don't. It is not that complicated. Okay.
See,
so
Will
then
and
I had a flow chart for Will, and you know, if this is in this spot, then this moves down to here, and
it's like, is it a cup? Yes or no? Follow the arrow. Is it a glass cup, a plastic cup, or a ceramic
if it's
cup?
An insulated there's cup, more arrows.
I really don't understand what's so difficult about all of this, Will.
Look at the bottom. Does it say, do not put in dishwasher? See, we didn't have this problem when Will and I lived together. We both of us lived with Will at some point in our lives. We never lived with each other. But
no.
We lived in an old house, a shit old house with no dishwasher. And an oven that looks like a time machine. So
the space stove with speed, but
the space stove
speed heat.
It had on the stovetop. It had a function called speed heat, and it would get so fucking hot.
It was like, not joking about the speed heat setting.
Like it'd be like zero to like burn your face off in like 2 seconds, and several times there were like a teapot left on
mm-hmm.
there, a pot just left on there like overnight, and I was like, we're gonna die in a house. Yeah,
good.
And since I've moved to Laramie, like I've never lived in a house with a dishwasher. I think I did once like 1 year, but ever since then I haven't. And it's like a dishwasher is like my dream appliance because I hate doing dishes. It's so disgusting to me, and it's really hard for me to do dishes just because like the wet food, just like I don't know, it just grosses me out. So I would love a dishwasher.
Shout out to everyone in the UK who likes us.
Oh yeah, that was neat.
Yeah, that was cool to see.
We want to visit you someday. Also, what part of the UK? Because, I mean, maybe we'll visit your country first.
There was Wales and Scotland.
Ooh, Wales coming in first. Coming in hot. Guess where
coming
we're going?
Coming in hot.
Wales.
Yeah.
And
there was also
Scotland.
Northern Ireland, too.
Oh, by the way, I would like to apologize to everybody in Casper and Rock Springs that I insulted last week. I forgot we have listeners there. We're just messing with you. Like, people don't like people from Cheyenne anyway, or either, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably hate where you live, too. So, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we're all in Wyoming, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
So. Well, I think that concludes this episode.
Bye. See you later. Don't like that. I don't. It's bad. So bad.
Bye,
just ease into
Hey guys, it's Bridget.
It's Mary.
And Will.
And this is our podcast, No Stupid.
The podcast that gives completely accurate recaps of those classic Disney Channel original movies, only with more misquotes and swear words. We'll take you down memory lane and discuss the true themes and meanings behind those good old DCOMs.
There's some heavy moments in the film, a little bit of sadness.
Mommy issues.
Welcome to the Disney Channel movie Mommy Issues.
We'll also discuss why these movies were great, or not so great, and ask you to share your hot takes with us. We're also bound to get a little off topic about pretty much anything.
I did not understand a single word. I went to college.
Not for insurance. You can go to insurance college.
Insurance college.
Listen to the No Stupid podcast today on any podcast streaming service.
No, stupid.